Rick Hahn said this last week, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it. Mm-hmm. It was separate from your time with him at MLB Network. Let's reset and listen to this, because sometimes you find the answers to things long after the situation has ended.
We actually got off to a decent start that season in 16. I think we were 23-10 out of the gate, but it was done a lot with smoke and mirrors and on the back of Matt Latos doing an unsustainable early performance. And as the wheels slowly came off that season, I did a press conference at one point, and Scott Reifert, our longtime head of PR, turned to me after the press conference and he said, "Did you have to use alliteration?" And I'm like, "What are you even talking about?" He said, "You said we are mired in mediocrity." And that is all the story is going to be going forward. Is that the team of the White Sox thinks you're mired in mediocrity. And that really was the motivation, because when we first got there, when I first got there in 01 and joined Kenny in his first year as GM, winning a World Series as quickly as possible and breaking what ultimately turned out to be an 88-year drought was of the utmost importance. Now, we obviously, in my opinion, we actually probably had a better team in 06 on paper, but we ran out of steam in the second half. Took a step back in 07 and then won the division again in 08. So we had sort of this little bit of a run where you tried to keep feeding the beast. We may have tried too long to keep feeding the beast and doing short-term gap fix on the free agent market that we could afford or that were tolerated. And ultimately, that's not satisfying. So when we were stuck there in the middle, and not winning enough and not winning consistently enough, the organization, you know, we had conversation with Jerry. We were very honest. We were like, we need to take a step back. We need to. The problem's not the talent 1 through 6. The problem is the talent 7 through 35. Ultimately, we had perhaps overestimated a little bit in terms of our players' growth. We obviously made some bets and some young players thinking they were going to grow into the level that we projected them to be and that they were starting to show signs of, which boxed us a little bit from a payroll standpoint. The injuries hurt. And, you know, the lack, you know, again, but more on the touchy-feely extreme, our culture had wandered a little bit. And the vibe changed in that clubhouse. And we sort of lost a little bit of that competitiveness. And, and unfortunately, that spiraled into 23.
That is Rick Hahn talking about what happened at the end of his White Sox tenure here on Bohemian Harris, along with Russell Dorsey in studio for multiple segments. What do we make of what he said? I mean, the answer at the end, the culture part of it, last I checked, he was in charge. So why wasn't he doing more to deal with the culture?
I think what we know from reporting over the last couple of years or just seeing it in plain sight, I just don't think at the end of the day, those things, everything was Rick's decision. I think if you got Rick in a room and said, "Hey, who do you want a manager to be in 2021? And how would you have done this?" I think it'd be a lot different than the result that we actually saw.
So Tony La Russa was in charge is what you're saying.
I'm saying Jerry Reinsdorf had a lot of control. I'm just saying that's something we knew, though. Like, I think you look at a situation where let's take Rick Hahn out of it. Let's put GMX into it. And same situation, same ownership group, whatever. I think 10 times out of 10, the White Sox are going to hire Tony La Russa to be the manager.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was Jerry's call. We know that. But I think the issue then became, what's the end game going to be for whoever that person is in that role? You know, now that we know what we know, which is why we're looking back at it, I think that's why he was comfortable enough to say the things that he said, which still sounded like an indictment of somebody just not using a name, right? Because we do know that that affected the culture in that clubhouse. That was evident. The problem is there's a dissonance because we still respect his office in Rick Hahn's. We still give the manager, Tony La Russa, the respect that he has earned, especially in his career, right? That was a big part of this. So then, once you knew that you had been usurped like that by your owner when you hadn't been before, now that we know the end result, I wonder if that was the time where you should have cut bait. Yeah, that's the issue. It's like, do you need a new GM then, knowing what you know? There's protecting yourself, there's protecting the team, and there's knowing when it's protecting the team to protect you, and then vice versa.
Well, I say no because, one, if you're saying Jerry Reinsdorf should have cut bait with Rick back then.
No, I'm wondering if Rick should have quit.
Well, I would say no GM is going to quit in any sport. There are only 30 jobs in baseball to be a GM. You're not going to walk away. You're going to try to make chicken salad out of chicken blank. And if you look back at the 2021 White Sox, you had people picking them to go and win the World Series. Like, that wasn't a bad baseball team. They just made a bad move to hire, as you know, the manager they decided to hire. If they hire A.J. Hinch, maybe the story is completely different. Maybe that team doesn't turn into what it turned into. At the end of the day, they had players that they believed in, that they thought was their core, that end up not being good players, and they were in and out of their window so quickly, nothing else mattered.
That window slammed shut.
Are you surprised that he hasn't gotten a job yet somewhere else in baseball?
No, because I know from talking to him, one of the things I can share is he, you know, this is his first time, you know, out in public since he got fired. And he told me, hey, this is the first summer I've had off or summers I've had off in 15 years.
And he likes it.
And he's was in just enjoying being away from the game. And he said the first thing he did, him and his family went to Paris and saw Taylor Swift. And, you know, that's baller. You know
Rick
what I mean?
Hahn was at the Eras Tour in Paris.
That's what happened.
I know he was front row at the Texans and Bears game because he got put on TV.
He's a Chicago guy. He's going to stay out in the Chicago sports mix. But, like, I think for when you've been in, we'll call it Jerry World, for so long.
Very different Jerry World.
Maybe, you know, I guess getting fired probably leaves a bad taste in anybody's mouth. And so you need time away. I just think for him, it was just like, hey. And he said he's going to see what, you know, he likes. He's not rushed into anything.
He's not pressed.
No, he's not.
He's not pressed
so
at the end of the day.
So he's following one of your dating rules.
He should. He should. Don't be pressed. Don't be pressed. Let the game come to you. First, get some game, but then let the game come to you.
I feel like he does that.
Good for him.
He's chilling.
I was curious about that piece of it. The fact that, you know, he could be in baseball somewhere else.
I think he's weighing all his options, and whatever happens, happens.